The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler, who is the shepherd, my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had been seeing and its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and I hope you had a good Christmas and New Year. And as we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, God's manifestation to the world, to us. And epiphany, it's the word come from the Greek word epiphania, which also means revelation. God shown his image to us in a different way. And epiphany never happened just in Jesus' time. Epiphany also happened in the Old Testament. Think about Moses in the burning bush. That's a revelation of God. But in the New Testament, Jesus himself is the face of God. In the Christmas story, people think and look for Jesus themselves, the three wise men. And I made some research and think about this. The three wise men whom, before we start Christmas, they were here. Now, they're over there. And people thought somebody stole the three kings. No, they're just moving. They moved. And the three kings is actually, they said in the Bible, from the east, which means they were outsiders. They're not part of Jesus' group of people. The three kings came from other place and become part of the Christmas story. What is it for us? Everyone belongs to Christ. Everybody belongs to Christ. And also, think about this, Christ belongs to everyone, Christians and non-Christians alike. Whoever you are, wherever you are in your life, Christ is with us. And also, what helped me to think about this gospel is the very last end, when the three kings had a dream. They had a dream that God said, "Don't go back to Herod, because something bad will happen if you go." So they went another way. Have you ever thought, every time you have an experience of God, intense or as quiet, your life changes? There's always a detour every time we meet God. And I want you to reflect on those experiences of yours, your memories of God. Life change every time we see God. It's not just for priests or religious. Anyone who has faith and everyone who has Jesus, life changes when you meet God. There's always a detour. Well, for me, I was starting to become a doctor, medical doctor. What happened? I became a priest. There's always a detour in your life. And think about this. How can we connect this detour of our lives to the gift of the three kings? Jesus is willing to receive these gifts for us, for all of us here who believes. Are you comfortable in receiving gifts? In gift giving, there's four stages. Number one, remember when you were a kid, or think about your children, Christmas time, they just want to receive gifts. That's it. The second stage, when you're a little older, you want to give gifts to your families and friends. The third one, I call it the middle age gift. You start giving back. God is so good to us, God is so good to you, that you want to give back to the community. That's the third stage. And the last stage of gift giving, especially when you're a little bit older, you just want to receive gifts. That's the hardest part. When we're older, that you are guarded, that we are so guarded with life, you don't want to receive any gifts from anybody. That we have this ego in our life that I don't need anything. I don't want to be helped. It's hard because especially later on in our lives, I want people to help me so I can help others. But think about this, especially in our own life, in our faith journey or your own life, are you comfortable in receiving gifts or help? Especially when you're older, when ego is there, we are guarded. So let it go of our ego and pride. So we need and we can receive gifts. A lot of people are not comfortable in receiving gifts. I do, actually. So everyone is welcome. In the second reading, there's always say, and thank you for reading it beautifully, God's grace is always available. And if you notice, this has been my mantra here at Holy Family, God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. Are you comfortable in receiving grace? And if not, why not? Grace is free, but for you to take it or not, we have to be open, just like the three kings in the manger, just like the shepherd in the manger, just like Mary and Joseph in the manger. They were open to this grace. Before we finish the Christmas season, I would like you to reflect on this picture. Picture perfect. But all of them, all of the characters of Christmas receive the grace of God. And I said this week, we have to acknowledge that God is grace. But we have to acknowledge ourselves that we are willing to receive the grace because we are worthy of God's gift. Let our ego go, but we are worthy of God's grace. I always say, Hail Mary, full of grace. I always say this. All of us, full of grace. And my last point is, this is a life journey. This is our faith journey. Can you think of a place in the whole world that you do not have any control whatsoever? Not your home. Can you think of a place that you don't have any control? I can think of one place, my favorite place in the whole world. Think about LAX, an airport. You go in, you check in, you go to the security, and when you're ready to board, your flight is canceled. Or move to another gate. An airport is a place which is full of people, different backgrounds, different characters whatsoever, but we don't have any control because The pilot, the plane, the system is in all control, in control. And think about that, that our place is like, our life is like an airport. There's an exit, there's an entrance, there's security, all of those images. But in a way, at the end of the day, you will always fly no matter what, whether it's delayed or not. You will always, always fly, and you will reach your destination. And I think our destinations as Christians is just to be with God, to be the manifestation of God in our life. And there is a movie I saw years ago. It's a chick flick. Love, Actually. There's a last scene that people traveling, but when they landed, when they saw or meet their loved ones and friends and families, they just hug each other. They were crying. And you know what? That is being human. But that connection is the grace of God. So maybe this year, maybe this new year, wherever you are in your life, reflect on God's grace, that we need God's grace every single day, that you are worthy to receive this grace. Because at the end of the day, we will always fly to meet Christ. Happy New Year.